want to make great decisions on and off the field. And we're hoping that with our time here on the field today, and that when we don't have a script and we're on the call-up periods, that we're making great decisions. And so the message will be the same for all our players, that we're trying to make great decisions. And any conversations that I've had with Stefan will remain between him and I and the club.
According to a video, everything
that we're going to do, Karen, is we're going to coach the guys that show up at 8. And the ones that say, hey, I got a situation, we'll be here at 8:05. We'll coach those as well. This is a voluntary part of our off-season program. Mm-hmm. Every player that's not here, which there aren't many, have been in communication with me and their position coaches.
Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel does not sound thrilled about what his top receiver has maybe been up to in the last couple of days, or how it's gone. Maybe just that he's on video. Good morning. Stopped raining, at least. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio, Jeremy White is off for the rest of the week. So if you didn't see it, it was, you know, circulating through social media yesterday. The Patriots, with their OTAs, and as you heard Vrabel mention, they only had a couple of guys that weren't there at OTAs. And one of them was Stephon Diggs, who, before we get to the boat part of it, if I remember right, Sal, Diggs very rarely came to Bills OTAs, right?
I don't know about very rarely. I don't remember. It was mandatory minicamp when he got sent home, and he had that whole
fiasco.
So he wasn't here that year, and I don't think the year before that. Maybe the first 2 years he might have been.
Okay.
The first year he signed was COVID. So there was no OTAs we know it now.
Okay.
But he worked out with Josh in Florida. There was a lot of videos of the team getting together.
That's right.
Right, for some workouts.
Yeah.
And I think he might have been here the next year for most of it, if I remember correctly. I'm not positive.
Okay, so maybe it was
Maybe it was the last 2 years where he wasn't.
Okay. So he's not there, though, for New England. And might be worth mentioning that I'm not sure I'm pretty sure he would not have been on the field doing team drills or anything anyway, because he's coming back from the torn ACL. Like, I know he's doing well in his recovery. I can't imagine he's doing that well in his recovery, or maybe I'm wrong.
Well, Vrabel was asked about that later.
Yeah.
Because he said he was here last week, right? Like, he was there already.
Okay.
He had showed up last week, apparently.
Yeah.
And he's not there this week, and you have the video. And Vrabel was asked about how he looks, and he's like, he doesn't really get into it. I don't know how much he did or didn't do the previous week.
Yeah.
He might be on the field doing work. I'm not really sure. We could find that. Maybe someone knows, but he was there. You're right. I mean, he's still recovering. There's a question about that, but he was there last week, apparently.
Okay, so there is that. And for rehab purposes, you might want the guy in the room anyway, bonding with your new quarterback who's young and trying to take a next step.
Sure.
So if you didn't see it, then there's this video with him and his, I believe, girlfriend now, the official, him and Cardi B. They're on a boat, and there are other women. I mean, how many people are on this boat?
Oh, there's
like 200 people are on this boat.
Well, I mean, the clips that I saw, there were about 20 people partying.
Yes, in the bay in Miami.
Right, with bikinis and, you know, shirts off and all that. It was
music pumping.
Yeah. Looked like a club, you know? It was happening.
It looked like a club. You also might have seen, if you're watching the video, the presence of some drugs, which we don't know exactly what it was. You hear something in the video, too, that indicates that that could have been what it was.
Because what does he say? Or what does someone say? What do you mean? What did you hear?
I want to listen. Like, I heard when I heard it was him saying, I thought I heard, don't take too much.
Okay, so I will tell you, most in this business, like, I always try to not step in it, right?
Sure. Yeah.
We all do.
Sure.
It's easy to do. I have heard a lot of stuff about this over the last 12 to 15, 16 hours since I started seeing this stuff happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest. I'm like super uncomfortable talking about like what I see or don't see.
Sure.
Because I don't know what...
We don't know. We don't know. Yeah.
I don't want to make an accusation that's not correct.
Sure.
But at the same time, you literally have reporters asking Mike Vrabel about a substance on the boat, right? Like... there's a space for it. I don't know what that space is and how I want to talk about it. If you have, we should play you the clip from EEI in Boston. I'll find it and I'll send it to Josh maybe.
Okay.
The hosts on EEI, I mean, they went full in on this.
I'm sure that's all they were talking
about.
They
went full in on this and talking about talking about pink cocaine and 2C and all this. Like, it's
EEI willing to step in it? What do you mean?
Right, right, exactly, right? So,
no, not like
I mean,
that.
Hey, sorry. I don't know, like, the correct way to navigate to talk about this because I don't know what it is. I was reading, I was laughing, actually, at some of the comments.
Sure, yeah.
On the video because, like, one said, who said a guy can't have Big League Chew these days? Right? Like, you're looking at the, it's pink. Like, there's just, it's funny. And I'm like, I don't know what to think now about this.
That is a good comment.
Right.
Was that in the chat? Could we give points for that, Owen?
It was not. It was the comments under the video.
Okay.
At the very least,
the way to talk about it, because same with me. Like, I don't really know where to take it from. Like, I'm not trying to have a conversation about whether he should be suspended. I mean, you could have that. If that's what that stuff is, I'm sure Roger Goodell isn't going to appreciate, you know, even the implication that one of the players in the league is just out there on video, just in the middle of the summer, you know, with coke, if that's what it was, on a boat. Vrabel, I'm sure, definitely doesn't appreciate it. I'm sure he doesn't want to be being asked about it at OTAs. The way to talk about it might be, in a more generic sense, that this is a player that there was drama with,
mm-hmm.
right or wrong, there was drama with the Bills in the final months and year of his career, and there really wasn't any in Houston, right? Like, nothing that I remember from his last year playing for the Texans that was anything like this, or anything like that happened maybe in the final year where you're wondering about how happy he is with the Bills, but you already got it in New England. And Vrabel is a very no-nonsense coach. He's trying to establish a culture. He's got a young quarterback that he's trying to mold, I'm sure, and is going
to make great decisions on the field and off the field.
Right.
Went right to it.
And he's going to want positive influences around Drake May, so I don't know. Like, does this make a Bills fan smile today? That he is already causing distractions in New England?
Oh, I've seen plenty of that already. Yeah, for sure.
So almost maybe like this is maybe a good question. Some fans might be happy he's there. Is that too far? He's still a good player. I mean, we got to see what he looks like when he comes back from the knee. I think he's still going to be a very good slot receiver in the league. I think his days as an outside perimeter number one are long gone. But I think he's going to be a good slot receiver for that team. But if you think that this is not a one-off, that he's going to cause distractions in New England, and they've got a young, moldable quarterback that's really talented, shouldn't some Bills fans, being consistent, think, I actually like that he's in New England. I prefer that he's with the Patriots doing this.
Because you think it could rot from the inside because of it, right? You think he could be combustible enough to cause problems from the inside to the outside, where this team, where you think could be the next threat in the AFC East, because they have a young quarterback, they finally might have the coach, they're not there, but they could be better than the Dolphins or Jets, but something could hold them back. This type of thing could hold them back. No doubt I think you could think that. I also think he's not our problem anymore. We don't have to discuss this. I think it's maybe less of what you said, which is right what you said, but maybe less of that versus, I'm just glad we don't have to talk about it here in Buffalo's being us. Because if that's us, this is dominating what everybody's fighting about.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
Really, probably at any point in his Bills career too, right? Like, I'm not sure even if this had happened, this video had come out while he was a Bill, before, you know, he throws his arms up in Cincinnati and leaves the locker room early, before all the questions in the final year about whether he wanted to stay here and whether he was happy or not. Like, the first two and a half, three years, really, right? Like, for the most part, 3 years with the Bills were pretty much drama-free. Do I have that right?
Yeah,
like,
I think so.
If this, though, happened even within that time period, I think it would have been a massive, you know, I don't want to overstate it. But it would have been a story.
Listen, it definitely
would have been a story.
What's interesting to me is when you started this segment, you said the Patriots' number one wide receiver. And you're probably not wrong. But that stuck with me. Like, wait a minute. At his age, coming off the injury, Yeah. Number one wide receiver, which is probably right.
A lot of that for me, when I say that, is what they have around him. Like on most teams, he is not a number one. Like he's not a true number one in the league.
Right,
anymore.
But that isn't that kind of an indictment on who they have? I mean, they signed Mac Hollins. He's not their number one receiver.
No.
Right? I mean,
they would
Jalen Polk.
No, he had a bad rookie year. He had a bad rookie year. So. Kendrick Bourne, I'm sure, is still there. He feels like he's been there for like 10
years.
Yes,
he has. Keyshawn Boutte.
Yeah.
Boutte is how you say it.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep.
Kyle Williams, they drafted the kid from Maryland.
But that was like round four, maybe. Demario Douglas is still there. But
yeah,
none of these guys.
You're right. He probably outranks every one of these guys, to be quite honest with you. Listen, if there's anything that's happened over the last 12 hours that I can say has come out of this for me, it is I have learned more about pink cocaine and Tootsie than I ever knew in my life, to be quite honest with you.
I do like, it was funny scrolling through social media yesterday in different news organizations, articles like, what is pink cocaine? And it's just an article explaining it. Diggs has given
it's
us that.
It's not really cocaine. It's really got this and that in it. And
yeah.
Okay. I think it was amazing like that he was asked about it in this way, in the clip that we played. Like the first thing out of shoot when he steps up to the podium or the mic at the press conference yesterday was a Patriots beat reporter saying, hey, there's a video with a questionable substance from Stephon Diggs, and he has to answer that.
Yeah.
And he's like, we're aware of it. I mean, it's just, again, I feel really weird talking about it because I don't want to make an accusation that's not correct
because
I don't know what's in it. But at the same time, everyone is, it is out there. It's being talked about in that manner.
Right. And you open yourself up to that when you, like, Bulldog put it this way yesterday. Dude, just don't get caught. You know? Like, because now it's out there for everybody to, you know, make their, you know, guesses or whatever and create their takes around it and have the coach have to talk about it and have it be a story about Patriots OTAs is not what's, you know, not Drake May taking another step or the new coach coming in and setting a culture. It's more now about what's going on with this guy over here.
Yes.
Down in Miami. And I do.
Hey, HBO, can you change and make the Patriots Hard Knocks, please? Can we get to that?
Well, because
I want to see this.
One reason I would love to see that is I am very curious about the personalities between Mike Vrabel and Stephon Diggs and how those two coexist and what you get. I think Sean McDermott said culture coach and, you know, has been a little different, you know, in some ways, at least in the public sphere in the last 12 months, seems a little bit more mellow, laid back at times. And sometimes that's interviews and stuff and isn't representative of what a guy is like behind the scenes. But Vrabel is just, at least in comparison to McDermott, I think this is probably true. Isn't Vrabel just a little bit more combustible than McDermott? Doesn't he come off that way?
Yeah, I think outwardly, like to people, like Sean, I'm sure can be, you know, very. He'll let his emotions like that probably more behind closed doors. Like
sure.
If he's got something to say,
sure,
he's just going to make sure it's not where you can see it, talk about it out in the headlines, on the field. And I think Vrabel probably.
A little more shoot from the hip.
Gets there a little bit quicker where.
And that to me is what creates a potential. I mean, this is nothing, right? Like from what Vrabel said. Vrabel saying, I've spoken to Diggs about it. We'll coach the guys that are here.
Yes.
But I do wonder if there's anything more to come in terms of Diggs drama in New England, how Vrabel will sound about it, how Vrabel will act about it. Because, listen, if he...
Joe, he signed a 3-year deal, too, by the way.
Who did?
Diggs.
Oh, Diggs did. Yeah. That's right.
3 years, $69 million. Now, I think they can get out of it after a year. It's a little bit... It's a penalty,
I'm sure they have outs.
There's a way to do it. By the way, thank you for some tweets and comments here. Here's a tweet from Jake, getting connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Jake says, pink cocaine is not cocaine. It's a synthetic hallucinogenic drug like LSD. Not that it makes it any better, but just so we are clear. Yes, Jake, I know now because I've learned this over the last 12 hours, but thank you. That's exactly, yes, you are one of many people I've learned this from, and I appreciate that, but I never knew this. If you had heard, if you had said to me a week ago, if you had mentioned the words pink cocaine, I'm thinking it's cocaine that's pink.
Right.
That's not the case, apparently.
I would have thought the same thing. I guess that's not the case.
It's made up of other drugs.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if we get anything more from Diggs
and the
Patriots this year.
I want to be...
His play in the field.
And look, I'm going to be consistent in what I've always said about these kinds of things, whether it's a Bills player, a Patriots player, a player that you like or hate or whatever, which is, it's OTAs. It's voluntary. Yeah. He doesn't have to be there. That wouldn't bother me. If I'm a Patriots fan today, if I'm a Patriots reporter, if I'm on WEEI today, I am not at all concerned that Stephon Diggs isn't at OTAs. You'd love everybody there. I'll say the same thing I say about Josh Allen maybe not being there when he has a wedding, yeah, or somebody else having whatever they have. Rasul Douglas didn't show up to OTAs last year. That's fine. They don't have to be. These guys work year-round. They know all of their, they know their body. Nothing wrong with that. If Stephon Diggs wants to be on a boat in Miami Memorial Day weekend during OTAs, I would have zero issue with it. What happens, though, is when you get a video like this and it becomes the talking point of, wait a minute, like, yeah, you can be away, but now we're talking about and questioning your judgment on what you're doing when you're away.
Yeah.
That becomes a different story. It's not that you have to be there, but do what you want, dude. I don't care what they do.
Yeah.
Kind of on their off time. Go. It is their off time still. It's voluntary. But I do care, and I would care, and you should care, if all of a sudden you have to start talking about one of your top players making really questionable decisions during that time.
Yeah. It also could be a boat thing. Remember the Beckham Giants boat picture? Something about boats? Maybe? Is that it? Being on a boat just comes off differently than what if he was on a hike?
The Giants have not been back to the playoffs since that picture.
That's true. And everyone remembers that picture. It was talked
what?
About in that playoff
Giants
were
in the playoffs
game
2 years ago.
Yeah, well, oh, wait, that's right.
Sorry.
Right?
Maybe it's they haven't won a playoff game.
Oh, maybe.
No, they won a game. They beat the Vikings.
Yeah, they beat the Vikings.
Okay, well, then I guess it's dead, and I just forgot about it.
It was a thing. There is something about that, yeah, Giants streak, but whatever.
I'm not a boat guy. Are you a boat guy?
Increasingly a boat guy. I don't know that I'd ever get to, I'd want to own one. I want to always have a friend, though, that owns one.
That's a great philosophy. I like that.
I don't want to own one, but I always want a friend that
Yana
does.
Yana likes going out on boats, and sometimes we get invited. She's like, oh, yeah, that'd be great. Let's go.
Yeah.
Boat and day. I'm like, I don't want to be disrespectful. I'll go out. It'll be fun. It's my friends or whatever.
But you're not into it.
But here's the thing about going out on a boat. The time it takes you to get to where you want to go is the same amount of time it's going to take for you to get back.
Uh-huh.
So for every hour you go out, that's another hour of your life that it takes you to get back, and there's nothing to do out there. And I don't fish because it does not appeal to me.
Well, I mean, you just, you know, you relax and you pick your feet up.
I can do that on land, on the beach. I can do that in my backyard.
Yeah, but now you've gone on cruises, right?
Like, I do like cruises, but there's something to do on the ship. I can go bowling on the ship.
But you would never just go hang out on a cruise ship at the port, would you? Like, part of the allure is
cruise
that you're
ships
out
are
in
pretty
the,
damn cool. I don't
you're
know.
In
you
the
never
open
know.
Seas and you get the visual. Like, you're out in the open water.
Do you know what I do when I get to the port on the cruise ship?
Go to the casino. I don't know.
No, I go on an excursion. I go out into the city.
Right.
I'm not staying on the boat.
That's right. But on those open sea days, I'm saying, like, you don't like the.
I do love that because there's something to do
through the ocean, and I mean, when you say Yana in like boat days, that would you're implying here, right?
Yeah, anywhere, like
harbor,
yeah, go on like,
or the
like,
other
yeah,
harbor.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody says, hey,
yeah,
I got a boat. You want to go out? I'm like, yeah, that sounds cool to spend some time with you. You're my friend, and we can kind of catch up.
Yeah,
being on the boat itself, I would rather do that with you, like at your house in the backyard, probably, to be quite honest with you,
than do it out on the boat.
Yeah, like, it does not appeal to me whatsoever.
Interesting.
Sorry.
But you will still
and
go.
And I lived in Florida, and I lived near a beach.
Yeah.
And people went on boats all the time. And where I lived, they have what's called the world's largest tarpon fishing tournament.
Okay. Okay. And
you know about tarpon?
No.
Okay. You got to watch tarpon fishing. It's a big deal. And, like, people go out. It's Boca Grande. It's west coast of Florida. And I'm like, and people would say, let's go out tarpon fishing. It is like this big deal. It's a really cool thing. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just not that cool because I have no interest whatsoever in doing that.
None whatsoever.
None. Zero.
Wow. Anti-boats. Just learning this about
Sal. I don't hate it. I just, there's nothing that appeals to me whatsoever about it.
This is curious. So you'll never own a boat?
I'm
assuming that is now correct.
Unless I'm rich enough to own a yacht.
What about,
and I can put a bunch of stuff in it that keeps me distracted while we're out there on the sea.
Did you ever do, when you lived in Florida, like the fan boat tours in the swamps?
Oh, now those things are... No. See, those kinds
of
things are cool.
That's a very different type of boat, I know, obviously.
But. When we were on the last cruise in Mexico, we actually went down the Belize River. It was super cool.
Yeah.
Because it's literally like 2 hours of going around and seeing cool wildlife, and you're going fast, and there's stuff there that you're seeing, sightseeing.
Yeah. The chat wants to know, is it because you're afraid of water?
I am not the best swimmer, but I can swim a little bit. So that's partly it. I never was a swimmer growing up. I was never into water growing up. So that's partly it. Yeah, I don't love water.
Okay.
Sorry.
This all adds up. Well, Diggs was out on the boat, Miami Beach. So...
Yeah,
maybe
if I had hair, somebody said I could feel the wind in my hair, I'd feel different. Maybe. But it's cool feeling it on my bald head.
Yeah.
So that's not it.
Think he's got a wedding this weekend to go to?
Stefan?
Yeah.
No. I mean, maybe.
I'm assuming no, but no. I don't know. How many former teammates do you think Josh invites?
Former?
I don't know how big his wedding is. It could be thousands, that is, honestly, if you wanted it
here's
to be.
Here's something about this wedding, okay?
Yeah, which we think is this weekend, well, but we don't really
point.
Know
like,
fully, so.
For the league MVP, Josh Allen, here in Buffalo, who is the superstar, marrying a star Hollywood actress, it is the best kept secret ever. It really is.
Other than, I think Deion Dawkins did say it on national television.
No, I know the date set, but nobody knows anything about this wedding, Joe.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
Like,
Well, right, they would. I don't think they wouldn't want to broadcast it, because then how many people would try to...
No, I get that. I understand, and a lot of times that... But it seems like it is... You can't find any info on anything of this.
Yeah.
At all. And that's okay. I don't need to find the info, but I think they've done a great job, everybody involved, with not giving anything out.
Right. I wonder what the list looks like for teammates and former teammates. How many are getting the invite? 100? How many former teammates has he had? You can't invite them all. He's had 500 teammates probably.
I wonder how many current teammates. It's not even that many probably.
Yeah, not everybody on the team's getting an invite.
No.
Right?
No.
Like, is Tyrell Shavers getting an invite?
No, I mean... Josh Allen said he didn't even know Tre'Davious White signed with the team.
That's right.
Right?
Well, he was not for a little bit.
Right, until he got in the locker room.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there's guys, there are people, I would guess Dawson Knox would be there. I don't know, but he's his best friend.
I would be surprised if he wasn't.
Sure.
Yeah. Right, there's certain players you would assume it. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you've got a thought on Diggs in New England, feel free. I've got a quarterback question to get to with Sal. I was talking about this a little bit the other day about the big four in the AFC right now and the potential for it to become a big five, or maybe it never will. So I want to get to some quarterback stuff. And then Joe Marino is coming up at 8 o'clock, Locked On Bills. Joe got into looking at Josh Allen's pass attempts last year and trying to predict out, if it looks the same, where does the ball go this year? Who gets what? How big a role does each player have? I want to get to that with Joe as he broke that down on Locked On Bills. That's coming up at 8, but we still have time for your phone calls. So stay tuned. Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy is off today, and this is WGR.